Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, 50 episodes. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. My name is Kyron Wheatley, and there's a great ep coming up. And what it isn't is a live ep. Oh, we'd planned a fantastic live ep. It's going to be so good. Julian Cosgriff, Luke McGregor, Celia Pakwola. And you're going to get that ep, just not this week. But at that live episode, I would have said little things like a massive thanks to our producer, Ali Graham. Ali G in the house! That's right, our producer's name is basically Ali G. Ali puts this show together. I'm just a mask. She wears a mask. I am the mask. But she's the mastermind, making everything happen, getting the guests, cutting it together, making it sound great. So big thanks to Ali Graham and the whole team at Comedy Republic. Who work on this podcast and getting it out. And thank you to everyone who's come on the show. You know, we've had so many great guests and improvisers that have come through. A full year's worth, really. And like through lockdowns and doing, like having to set up their own microphones and Ali G being like, that's an okay, so we'll make it work. And then other people who are fucking kings and queens of tech. And so thank you to everyone who's been on, all our regulars, all our one-offs, all our guests. It's been lovely having you. And thank you to you. Thank you to you for listening. I've been in radio and podcasts for decades. That's a shame. But it's close to being true. We're a couple years off decades here, guys. And I can earnestly, honestly say that this is the most fun. This is the best. I get to turn up each week and my friends make me laugh. So it is so much fun to do. And I hope it's as much fun for you to listen to. We've rescheduled the live 50th ep. So you're probably going to get an amazing 53rd episode. The big 5-3. So, listen out for that. In the meantime, here are some of my favourite people, led by the one and only Tim Hewitt, Tim Huey Hewitt, in our 50th ever Wax Quizzical. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all the questions but very few of the answers, history has proven. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest comedian, Tim Hewitt.
Yes, thank you, mate. Thank you, Kyron.
Hello,
an
welcome.
An honour to be here.
Last night at the gig that we were at, was it Edo or Jez who tried to get you into the nickname Hughesy?
Hughesy, yeah, maybe that was Zoe.
Kuzma, oh, Zoe, maybe. Zoe.
Yeah. Which I think there's room for.
There's
not enough Hughesy sort of types.
Yeah. Well, not in comedy anymore,
no,
at least.
No. No, he's
there's
busy.
Some in journalism, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's a
comedy needs a new Husey.
Yes, get me. Yep. Absolutely. This is good. What is it? A quiz?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not very good, Husey, but yeah, you know, I'm my own Husey, mate.
Yeah, crack.
I'm 2.0.
No, you're Huey, of course.
Yes.
Which you may know from Huey's Footy Show.
Yeah, mate, big time. A few things going on.
Yeah. Or hosting Coopers.
Hosting Coopers, I'll do that a bit.
Booking Rochi.
Booking Rochi, I'm there. Sometimes I'll host that.
Ooh, Crab Lab Quarterly at Comedy Republic.
There you go. That's one for you.
That's getting a plug in for us.
So yeah, absolutely.
Podcasts as well.
Yes, I have a pretty new podcast, if you want to check it out, called Feed 'em Bra with Zach Dyer. Yeah.
And what do you do on Feed 'em Bra?
Well, it's a real vibe podcast, mate, but no. Well, we sort of like, we'll get guests on and discuss altercations they've been in, but then it was like, this is too grim to talk about every week. So it's more about where they grew up and I guess, you know, formative years of partying and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Small town sort of stuff.
High concept stuff.
Yeah, pretty clever stuff, mate.
Yeah.
No fucking quiz there, mate.
Do you like quizzes? You do the weekend quiz?
I don't do the weekend quiz, but I hosted trivia nights for quite a while when I moved down.
Mm-hmm.
And
from Queensland?
Yes. Yeah. And I was not a firm host, if you know what I mean. Like they quite often would be more than willing to argue on answers with me.
And you just give it up.
And I'd pretend to cry and call my mum. I'm like, oh no. Especially, you know, the quizzes where it's like, oh, this one's a bit of fun. It's like a vague, you know, use creative license to come up with the answer. And that sort of stuff really.
Yeah, well, there's no
really
causes definitive answer.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, what are these two pictures? What suburb is this? Things like that.
Yeah,
really
right. Well, we have 10 questions with very definitive answers, which we'll find out at the end. But first, we'll meet at Brains Trust, who'll be helping us out today.
Wow.
Which is exciting. And actually, it's another podcaster. So there's upwards
That's
of
awesome.
Three podcasters on this show.
Thank God.
All white men. It's a big hello to host of Architecture Podcast, Sven Biltzen.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. And thank you, Tim. It's a wonderful story. And I can't wait to talk about architecture and do this quiz and everything that you're talking about. Yes.
Yes, well, thank you for sharing your time with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm an academic. I love architecture. I started with a small blog, Architecture and Movement. We've turned it into a podcast. We now have dozens of listeners. So I'm very excited to be here.
That's great. That's
incredible. I'm very high energy. I can't wait to see how you react to this high energy.
For an hour or so.
Yeah.
What do you think? We're here at the Comedy Republic Theatre. What do you think of the architecture of this black box theatre that we're in?
Oh, you know, that's more... You know, look, we did do an episode on interior design and how it interacts with external spaces. The movement of this space is very simple. I think what's quite powerful about a space like this, and in theatres in general, you know, is the sublime. That's a word I know from university.
Yep.
And I think that...
And you use it as a noun, do you?
Well, I think when we find the sublime in a place, you know, it can be quite a beautiful thing. And I really see in this space, you took what was presumably a Sherp or an office above a Sherp, and you've turned
it
into a theater. And that is a very beautiful thing, I think. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Well.
Have you seen The Glass House by Schrodden? A beautiful piece of modernist architecture, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, we didn't use that. We weren't inspired by that because of so much light for a theatre, of course.
You
want to block out the light.
No, absolutely. You do, or do you? And I think this is one of the things... this is one of some of the questions that architects spend 10 years studying to answer, you know.
Yeah. Do you or do you not?
You know, and a lot of clients will say, no, I want the dark. But, you know, the fascinating thing is what if we just put light in the design and then they'll just deal with it and try to soothe them.
A sort of Star Warsian approach.
Sorry, Star Wars. Oh, sure. I guess I've watched a little bit of Star Wars.
The light and the dark.
Oh, sure. Star Wars is fun. Yeah, sure. I've watched some Star Wars, you know, sure. But I don't really talk about it that much. I think more about, you know, the modernists and the Dada and the Bauhaus, you know, those sorts of figures.
I imagine clean lines is big for you. A lot of wood, maybe?
I do like wood. I love concrete. You know, a lot of people have a lot of problems with the Brutalists, you know, but it's coming back in quite a strange way, you know, to see a multi-million dollar penthouse with concrete walls, you know, the signifiers of poverty in a wealthy man's house. It's profound, I think, and I'm not going to comment either way. I'm just going to use some big words.
Thanks for being here, Sven.
Yeah, wow.
So Sven built since on the podcast.
This is
going to
be really useful for the quiz, I think.
So if any questions about architecture come up, of course, Sven will be here. But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there. We also have, from a fish and chip shop in Scotland, Cheryl.
Hello, I'm Cheryl. I've got a chippy on, you know, Marchmont Road there. Mm. So that's actually my chippy. And we've had that now from the family for, about 1,000 years. We've been doing the chippy there.
Wow.
And it's amazing. And I did want to say to you.
Thank you.
That's been built. You're welcome. Yeah. You are welcome.
Yeah.
And been built there. It's actually been built on stone.
On Marchmont Road.
Yeah.
There's beautiful old terraces up Marchmont Road.
It's gorgeous, but there's students in there now and they're renting and they're making all the fucking fuss. I've had enough of it, to be completely honest. I didn't come on here to sort of complain about it, but I have been trying to get onto the council about it. And if the council are listening, which I assume they are, I would like some attention on that because they're fucking about. I see they're just walking around.
I would have thought
fish and chip shop students would be pretty good.
Yeah. No, I don't like it, no. Okay. I don't want them coming in my shop asking me, oh, deep fry this pizza. Not for you.
But for who do you deep fry?
For a normal customer, for, you know.
Yeah, someone
for
normal.
For Marianne. If Sven was to come over from fucking Skarsgård or wherever he's from, I'd say, come on in, Sven, have a pizza, we'll deep fry it for you.
Are you from Skarsgård?
I grew up there. It's quite a small rural community, but I first discovered my love of architecture. You know, you can just stop me at any point.
Yeah.
I first discovered my love of architecture when I saw a small house, you know, knocked down. They said it was ugly and I thought, yes, it is ugly. And they said it was unlivable. And I said, yes, it is unlivable. Mm. And they said, it's not pleasant, nice, no one wants to be there. I said, yes, it's all of those things.
That's like my first marriage was like that. That's what I said. I wrote that down. They said, what's your reason for divorce? I said, it's ugly, it's unlivable, it's unpleasant. Pleasant. Mm. We've got more in common than I think you sort of thought we did.
I don't think we do.
You were very similar.
I don't think we have much
similar
in common at all.
You're not single, are you, Sven?
Me? You know, I think that that's such an interesting question.
It's just a great energy here.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I'm really liking it.
Have you ever been able to find the sublime in a relationship?
You know, that's such an interesting question. You know, that the idea of the sublime in a relationship. I think of a relationship more as two figures moving through space. You
question
know?
One. The official motto for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics is A, united by emotion, B, a new world, or C, all, comma, together. United by emotion, a new world, or all together. The official motto for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Are you looking forward to the Olympics, Hughie?
Yeah, mate. Big time. Big
You're
time.
Big sports fan?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah, I don't know why I was being so condescending about that. Yeah, it would be cool.
You're not playing a character.
No, I know.
You just answer as you sort of thing. You're just sort of normal and that.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay,
sorry.
Don't worry.
Sorry, I want to be truthful on here. I fucked up, guys.
That's okay, darling. I'll make you a potato cake.
Yeah.
are you struggling as much with your accents now?
Yeah, I'm freaking out. Pretend to be cool. Put this stupid voice on.
You're not from the town of Husey, are you?
Yeah. Deep inside Husey, I'm from.
Yeah. No, so you are looking forward to the Olympics. You like the Olympics?
I do.
This particular Olympics feels more like a super spreading event.
Yeah, it's hard to get around this one.
It's like a Hunger Games, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is a special we had down the chippy.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
Catfish Everdeen, something like that.
Oh, I've never put that on the specials board. That's hilarious.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
do a
hilarious.
Bit of comedy. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, I love that. I'll have to write home about that. I don't know about that. All right. Olympics, is it?
Yeah.
Are you going?
No,
I don't think anyone's going. Unless you're playing in the Olympics, unless you're one of the athletes.
I'm in it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you play a sport or is it for fish and chips?
No, it's for jumping eye.
Jumping eye.
Jumping eye.
Oh, it's for jumping eye.
Jumping eye.
Yeah.
Eye.
Yeah,
it's for jumping. Aye.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
And
fish and chips isn't the diet I think of when I think of high jump. But
no,
ooh, and that's my secret weapon, isn't yeah. it?
And is it high jump or long jump or hurdles or is there any particular
it's
jumping?
Aye. It's for jumping.
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Eye up.
Yeah.
Eye up.
All right.
I as in yes?
Yes.
Yes. So you're jumping. That's the sport.
Aye.
Do you have to jump over anything?
No, I just got to jump high.
Great.
That's great.
Oh, for jumping high.
Aye.
Yeah, I got it. I got there.
Yeah,
I got there. How high have you jumped before? Are you quite good? You made the national team.
Oh, yeah. I jumped 3.5.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's I don't huge. Measure in meters for me. Mm. I jump in. I didn't mention before, I'm a dog breeder. And so I measure everything in Dandie Terriers, which is what I breed.
Yeah.
And one of those is sort of just under a meter. And so, yeah, I've jumped three Dandie Terriers.
Wow.
Wow. So and is that a, that must be a
2.7 meters then? Yeah,
yeah
that's right.
It, yeah. It's quite high.
It does
yeah.
seem, yeah, that's pretty high.
Yeah, it's quite
yeah.
high.
Yeah. And this is on a diet of fish and chips.
Aye.
But the official motto for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics is A, united by emotion, B, a new world, or C, all, comma, together. They're inspiring words, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're all pretty good. I mean, it feels like you have to decide whether they've adjusted it since the pandemic or this was always the plan.
Maybe they added to the comma.
Yeah.
All sort of together.
Yeah.
Well, it says for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, so yeah. they're still calling it the 2020 Olympics.
Yes.
Maybe they are. Because a new world would assume that they'd changed it.
Mm.
United.
Yeah. But quite grimly.
Yeah. Yes.
That would be quite brutal to rename it. Like yes. a new world, I guess.
We're not quite there yet. All comma together, I think, sounds a bit shit.
That's the one. Yeah. Well.
Oh, you reckon it's... You reckon
that might have been it.
No,
or maybe not.
Paradise there.
All comma together.
Yeah. All comma together.
I think it's the emotional one.
Yeah, the emotion, that is good too.
United by emotion?
Yeah, I got a t-shirt once from Japan and it said something like that. And I thought, I don't know what that means, but obviously it was for the Olympics.
Oh, right.
I feel like it's good for the Olympics because it's about uniting the world through emotion.
That's so true.
Or sport.
Yeah.
Just going to say
it's
it.
It's a very... Very interesting point.
You've sort of got like a hunch going on, like you're making yourself slower.
Hello, there we go. Hello, it's hard to talk after you because I actually studied in Edinburgh.
I was going to say,
University
you spent a lot of time in Edinburgh.
For about 10 years. Yeah. So occasionally I slip into a Scottish accent whenever I talk straight after Scottish people. And but I just wanted to say, you know, you've got such great energy. And
well, thank
I really appreciate that.
Oh, my days. Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Moving on.
Now, question two. Who plays Aretha Franklin in the upcoming film Respect? Who plays Aretha Franklin in the upcoming film Respect? Do it when you're working on houses.
Oh, well, I don't actually work on houses. I work on blogs about houses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right?
Oh, okay.
So I did study for 10 years as an architect, and then I went straight into journalism. I studied that for 5 years, and then I studied, I did a master's PhD. I'm still at university now.
Mm.
I've been at university for the last 27 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's always famously a... That's a cool thing to do.
That's a cool thing to never leave.
Yeah, never leave you.
Yeah.
And just from listening to you, did you have you been studying recently in like South Africa or something like that? Oh no.
You know, I just want to say that any good vibes we had between us.
Oh no, I didn't mean to. No,
Yeah, I studied in lots of different places. Anywhere you can think of, you know, I'm from Scandinavia originally. I did a little bit in South Africa. I think occasionally you'll hear the fact that I was in France for a bit too.
Yeah.
I'm all around sort of. Have you seen the film? It is about the sort of man that stays alive to get forever, you know, with the music from Queen. I don't know pop culture. I only know high art. But I remember this film about the man with the long hair, music from Queen. He lives forever. Do we know this film?
No, sort of out.
He's forever. You. The only way to kill him is Sean Connery has to chop off his head.
Oh yes, yeah.
Oh. This film.
So I do. Yeah. And it's Highlander.
Yes, right. Yes. And they have a French man playing a Scottish man.
Yeah.
So they had one line at the start saying, "I've been lots of places." My situation is similar to that.
Yeah.
Let's hope there's no flashbacks that completely ruin that illusion. Much like the film we just talked about.
What sort of music do you play in your fish and chip shop, Cheryl?
Ooh, I only play... So usually it's the early Britney Spears, and then in the afternoons I do play sort of the more contemporary stuff, but yeah, it's mostly like a Britney Spears fish and chippy, and it always has been for 1,000 years.
Wow. Really? Yeah. before your and her time.
Yeah.
And how long have you been fighting for the freedom of Britney?
Oh, I'm not fighting for it. No, I don't want her out. No, I don't want her out. No,
yeah.
I just have to make it clear. I'm not a feminist.
Yeah, great.
I just want to make that clear. And just to give this a little bit of a plot twist. I'm actually a soj.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a soj.
I just want to be clear that I'm a male feminist. So that's how we're different.
You did say you had a podcast. That's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
Aretha Franklin.
So I hope that helped.
I think it's probably Britney Spears.
You think it's probably Britney Spears?
Yeah, I think it's probably Britney.
Yeah, well, I pray it's Britney.
Yeah.
And I pray she fully commits.
That's the first thing she does when she gets out.
Yeah.
Is plays Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Britney Spears or do you think it's maybe...
Is it Jennifer Hudson?
I was going to offer that.
That's good, yes. Yeah. It's a good guess.
But we could go with Britney. Both are good.
I wouldn't have said Jennifer Hudson, but that's all right. She's great in Friends.
Yeah.
And she's very funny. And
question 3. What beginning with E is the name for a series of dots that indicates an intentional omission of a word or section of a text without altering its original meaning? Did you study English at school?
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Why? What gives you impression? I didn't.
What, English lit major?
Did
the Shakespeare's?
The grammar stuff never really stuck. I'll put that out there, but I didn't mind a creative writing exercise.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like the speeches. But I'm happy to defer to
the brain's trust.
Yeah. Well, I think I might know what it is. Mm. Do you know what it is? It just makes sense for your character to know more than mine.
I was thinking...
You've been studying for 27 years.
It is an ellipses, I believe.
Yeah.
We actually did a 3-part podcast about the ellipses in architecture.
Sort of.
Any time we saw 3 dots, we just decided that's what the architect's intention was and talked about it for an hour. Mm.
And so the architect's intention there being... that he was silent for a bit.
Well, I guess I have a question for you. What is an ellipsis in a true sense of the word?
Mm. I mean, he has just sort of
out. It's a name for a series of dots that indicates an intentional omission of a word or section of a text without altering its original meaning.
You know, and I think this is where the most interesting point is the intentional... What was that again? The intentional...
Omission.
Omission. You know, and what is... intentional omission, but space.
That's
know?
Like what you were talking about. Room light and dark
is intentional omission.
A room.
Did you see?
Occasionally, I'm from England, and there is a bit of German there as well.
Speaking of German, because in Germany, the Volkswagen company they got in trouble for their intentional emissions. That was a clever joke.
Sure,
doesn't suit my character.
Unless you maybe heard
that
omissions.
Was just ego.
Maybe the character.
Up.
Just an offer. Maybe the character heard attentional emissions, took it to mean omissions.
Yeah,
you know, I think it suited the stupidity of your character quite well. I've just become Werner Herz.
I'll put ellipses.
Ellipses, I'm so happy with that.
Question four. Mm. Who was the first person to be awarded two Nobel Prizes?
I was. Mm.
Was it you, Cheryl?
Yeah. It was really?
It was me, yeah.
It was.
First one for fish, second one for chips, was it?
No, one was for fish and one was for the Dundee Dinmont Terriers.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you brought peace to the species? What was
peace to the species, yes. They were always fighting, always scrapping. And then I gave them enough fishes and I gave them enough chippies. Mm. And then they had enough and they stopped scrapping.
What's the prize for a Nobel Peace Prize? Do you get any sort of money or is it just the medal, the coin medal?
I think you would get some money, surely.
No. Yeah,
well, Cheryl will know. She's won it twice.
No, I just got sort of like they threw a party for me.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And then I did get a jet ski. I did get one.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, finally.
Surprising to me. You know, I know a little bit about Nobel Prizes. Not to answer that question. Enough for the character, not enough for the answer. Yeah. But I have to say, you know, I've never heard of a jet ski prize.
Yeah.
So I don't want to like be accusing you of being a liar or anything like that. I just think it's interesting.
But we did see, remember seeing Barack Obama on a jet ski?
Yeah, he loves it.
With Richard Branson, and he won the Nobel Peace.
Has Richard Branson?
He got that from there.
No, Barack.
He was holidaying with him.
Richard Branson, did you see he went to space?
I did see that.
Richard Branson might have it.
Yeah. I just love giving a man a Nobel Peace Prize and being like, hopefully he stops the drones. Yeah. Cross our fingers, we'll give it to you, but stop the drones. You're giving this to you early.
Yeah.
It's like a little Christmas present early. And it's like, but where
you get one the night before.
Yeah, absolutely, but just overnight, please stop the drones.
Yes.
It's a little joke there about the fact that he is as much of a warmonger as any of the presidents before him.
Yes, yes. Yes, before him.
Before, that works.
I don't know who it is. Fine. I don't know. Do you know who it is?
No.
It's too hard.
I wouldn't. I'm trying to think who
it was. Was it the woman who plays Jane in Jane the Virgin?
No, I don't think it would go to her. It's more to Eminem's. Like, I don't think actors get a Nobel Prize.
They get the Oscars and the Golden Globes.
Yes, absolutely.
I think the Nobel Peace Prizes go to sort of like Marie Curie, for example.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Is it the Peace Prize
or just a general prize?
The first person to be awarded two Nobel Prizes. Oh, not necessarily the Peace Prize, sorry. You're right there.
Well, that's where we went wrong because I got the Peace Prize.
Right.
I got the best Nobel Peace of Fish Prize and then I got the Peace Prize Nobel for the dogs. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got the jet ski. Mm-hmm. So I think now it's become actually very clear that it's probably Jane from Jane the Virgin.
Okay.
Yeah. Jane from Jane the Virgin or Cheryl.
Certainly not Oppenheimer.
Mm. So far.
Just a little joke for your comedy podcast. Yeah. Maybe for science, but certainly not for peace. Just a little joke. I see now that it is a comedy podcast. I'll try to deliver more jokes to you.
That's his cheeky side.
I certainly feel like Sacha Baron Cohen when he thought he'd do anything but Borat in that last scene.
Two Nobel Prizes. I guess if it's not a Peace Prize, science does come in.
Yeah.
Science does come in a little bit more. And perhaps if you're a science, it's probably more opportunity to win more prizes. So I'm not sure Mandela.
No.
You know, he sort of did one piece.
Yes, could it be like maybe the Higgs boson particle itself, wasn't it?
Itself. Or gravity.
Yeah, the particle
I think
one.
That's how it works. I'm sorry to be rude, but I think we need to have this conversation.
Okay, so how much time did you spend in France? Was it quite a lot?
Not as much as I spent in northern Germany. I think that's the one that's really coming through.
That's okay. I think I'm being rather inconsistent, if it's fair to say, to myself. I think I'm disappointing.
No, I think you're doing a very good accent, Michelle.
Jane the Virgin, Cheryl, Marie Curie, Mandela,
Einstein?
Einstein?
Maybe? Or Ed? Yeah.
It's a very pedestrian answer, but perhaps true.
Yeah. Come on, Sven.
I think
it's a rude thing to say, but I'm a rude man.
Yeah.
I would push you towards Marie Curie.
Okay,
let's see, it's Marie Curie.
I mean,
that's what you think.
She at least has one too.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
you could have told us that a bit earlier, Kai.
It would be a very good
pussyfooting around it.
we wouldn't have got all that great stuff.
Yeah.
Question five. Which sports jersey number links Michael Jordan, Lance Franklin, Shane Warne and David Beckham?
I do know this.
You do know this?
Well, I don't. So.
Well, did you want us to like talk for 11 minutes anyway?
It's 23.
It's 23?
I think it's 23.
Who was the giveaway for you there?
It's a Warnie.
Warnie.
Yeah, no, but...
Have you seen any
famous
photos of Warnie recently?
Oh, sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Oh, deep fry me a bit of that.
Yeah. I did not think you were going to say fry.
I'd do it. I would do it. He's gorgeous.
Roll him around in the batter.
Oh, yep. Guy.
A battered salve, isn't
he? This is Shan Warne.
This is the Shan Warne, yeah.
Is he some sort of intellectual? I don't know.
Has he won any peace prizes?
I'd say so. If he hasn't, I'll tell you what. I'll give him the opportunity to earn one.
You'd give him one of yours?
Yeah, I'd give him one of mine.
Wow.
But I'd put it somewhere secret and I'd say, you've got to find it.
Oh, okay.
In my post.
Yes.
Question six.
Okay. That's awesome.
In which country was Lutheranism founded? In which country was Lutheranism
Is it
founded?
Germany or something?
It is a German religion predominantly.
This is because you've studied in Germany.
Mm. Well, no, we actually did a podcast about the churches of the Lutheran Church between 1950 and 1960. So the modernist take on a religion.
How many Lutheran churches were built in Germany between 1950 and 1960, just 6 years after the war?
Surprising amount, you know.
Yeah.
Couple of Bauhaus people hopped back over and built a couple of
hopped
churches.
Over?
Yeah. Two.
Two churches.
Yeah. I remember that song too because they were doing a campaign for it, weren't they? And they had two churches. Yeah. Here we come. Here we go. Two churches. Don't worry about just what happened. Two churches. That was it.
All right.
Wow. This wasn't. You've really been around for a while, Cheryl, if you remember that.
I tell you what, how old do I look to you? Just
quite,
to the naked
quite
eye.
Old.
Quite old.
How would you see when I've been? How long do you think I've been squirreling away at my fish and chip shop?
Well, you're pissed off with the students, so that's obviously a new addition. I mean, that's been running for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Have you been running it for 1,000 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you immortal, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Wow.
I am absolutely a fuck. I am absolutely immortal, yeah.
Yeah.
Seems someone is being buried in the grave they dug themselves.
And that's actually how I got immortal, was being... I dug me in the grave. So I was 15, obviously. As you can tell, I haven't aged since I died. I was 15. I was a wee girl of 15, and I was in a sort of a white nightgown. I thought, I just dug a hole, and then I got in the hole. And then when you do that, then you can have the fish forever. You can do it.
Yeah.
Germany, you reckon?
It's a Scottish. It's witches. Yeah, I think it's Germany.
Okay, we'll put down.
Unless it's like a trick question that someone founded it in like Switzerland and then just hopped on a train, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Germany. What do you think? It's your answer.
Yeah, no, Germany. I agree. Yeah, big time.
Germany. Question seven. In chess, how many pieces does each player start a game with?
Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, wait. 7, 8. How many pawns are there?
Pawns.
One for each piece.
Yeah,
behind
so...
It.
Of course. All right, okay. Yeah. So you got the queen.
Yeah.
You got the king.
Yeah.
You got horse. Horse.
Two horse, yeah.
You got boys on the end that can go along the squares.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bishop.
Another bishop.
Yeah.
And another bishop. Oh, my goodness. So is it 8? Is it 16? Does that make sense? King, queen.
Hold on.
Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do the list again.
Bishop.
Rook. Is it Rook?
Yeah.
Yep.
The
like
Rook.
Like a castle. Like Edinburgh Castle.
Like the castle. Yeah. Oh, I don't like it.
No. You don't like the castle?
What an eyesore. No, I've had enough of it.
Well, you must have been there for the building of the castle.
I was there. And I tell you what, they were rowdy. And they'd come in, they'd say, deep fry me this pizza. I'd say, not for you. I'm waiting for Sven.
Oh, so pizzas had already made it to Edinburgh when they were building the castle.
Aye.
Wow. Oh, you know that as well.
Well, that was before. Yes. You know, the podcast
about the relationship between pizza and the modernist architecture of America in Chicago.
And the how does the Edinburgh Castle
so
fit into
okay, so basically, you know.
Was it because the continents what? Oh no.
No, what's this you're
going to because the continents have sort of moved over the years, but Italy used to sort of be in Scotland, actually. A lot of people don't know that.
Maybe there was
Scotland. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is
true.
So shall I put Italy was in Scotland?
I don't know, but that's an interesting fact, you know. Hello, I've got to get that accent back. Hello.
Eight, do you reckon?
So it's eight and then the pawns, right? So
16.
16. I think it's 16. I don't think we're missing anyone.
No, I think we're right.
Diagonal, straight, horse, queen, king. Got it.
Question eight. Who created the Vitruvian Man drawing? The Vitruvian Man? Was that you, Cheryl?
Yeah. Well, I feel it's Sven probably really should know as well.
Yeah. Oh, I should know. I actually do know who it is again, I think, but I can't. She wouldn't know.
But no, like, Cheryl, please, sorry.
I think, is it just, you know that guy who, like, drew a bunch of stuff and then also, like, invented things and he was in Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Well, you're a gamer.
I love that you think that. Let's dig into this, you know.
Or were you there for the real-life Assassin's Creed?
No, I was there when it was happening.
Yeah.
So, because you had the, you know, you had the Dark Ages.
Yeah. Mm.
You had the Assassin's Creed.
Mm.
You had your Robin Hood.
Mm.
Yeah. And then you had your, you know...
And there was a chippy at every one of
there
these.
There was a chippy only thing.
Playing Britney.
Yes,
It's like an Easter... That must be an Easter egg in the game. Thruly. I haven't seen that in Assassin's Creed.
A deep side mission, that.
Yeah.
You've got to dive into sort of a bale.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that you've got to go through a bale to get to my shop.
It's very interesting that this side mission is very similar to a Mario sort of going into the pie. Go into a bale of hay, is that what you're saying? And then you end up in a fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
Wow. You don't believe me?
No, I don't. I think you're lying.
Don't believe me.
But I find as much fascination in your lies as your truths, you know, and that's why I think she's a wonderful guest.
Yes. Are you able to portray lies in architecture?
Well, absolutely. What is pastiche other than a lie? Another joke. Another joke for you.
Good one.
The idea that Speer could ever move on from his family's legacy. It's very funny if you know who Speer is. Joke.
Yes.
The idea of Speer moving on from his family legacy. I mean, he couldn't. And then to go to Qatar. I mean, Qatar, of all places.
Yeah.
For the master plan of the... Oh, come on now. Terrible place to do a master plan if you want to move on from your father's legacy. Come on.
Yeah.
This is funny.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, great. Yes.
Yes. But who created the Vitruvian Man?
Is it Michelangelo or Leonardo?
Or
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci,
it's
maybe.
It's one of the turtles.
I think it is Da Vinci.
One of the turtles for sure. One of the turtles.
I think it is. It's Da Vinci, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Question nine.
There's so many interesting people on this podcast, Karen.
There is. It's a diverse mix.
Yeah.
There's so many interesting people in your character.
Yeah.
Question nine. In the United States, is an elementary school a primary or secondary school? In the United States, is an elementary school a primary or a secondary school? Did you study in America as well?
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
One of the only places you haven't studied.
One of the places, I mean, I've gone to America a couple of times to see falling, you know, some of the architecture of, you know, some of my favorite architecture. His name escapes me for a moment here. I've completely forgotten.
But it's not about the architect, it's about the architecture, isn't it? That's why you travel.
No, it's about the architect.
Oh, it's about the...
It's all about the...
Sorry, I was giving you an out there, but...
No, I hear what you're saying, but you're wrong.
all about the architect.
Yes.
You know, what's their story? Who are they like?
What's their name?
What's their name?
Yeah. Boyd?
Boyd is the Australian architect. No, it doesn't matter.
Frank?
Lloyd Wright.
You're
right, absolutely. I went to Los Angeles to see his homes.
Mm-hmm.
Some
beautiful ones in Palm Springs.
Well, absolutely, but I think the Los Angeles era of his homes that were built, or I say homes, or should I say tombs, for how dreary and dark they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm doing comedy for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, good tombs.
Wow. I think it is primary school.
I think it's primary school.
I think it's the first school because some Springfield Elementary,
yeah.
And
yes,
also Elementary Watson. So, and that, I think, was
it's
because
almost
Watson
insulting
went to
in its simplicity, that question.
Primary school.
You're travelling along with so many questions in, quite difficult, and then we just get bad.
A multiple choice about whether elementary is primary or secondary.
Mm. Do you make that one up because you felt bad?
No. No.
I think we're crushing this, by the way.
I think so as well. Mm. But our highest score ever is 8.
Oh, right.
So,
oh,
okay. You know.
Was I there for that? Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl. You were there. We've had it 3 times. So.
Okay, I was definitely there for one, and it was shocking.
With Rob Mills.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It was honestly.
Cheryl, I don't remember you being
there. No, I was there. Remember, there was 1,000 of us there.
That's right.
And I think I did pop up.
Yeah,
I didn't introduce myself, but I think I was sort of there halfway through in between Hagrid and one of the others.
Question 10. Who is Australia's Home Affairs Minister? Sven Biltzen, do you follow the politics of Australia, the federal politics?
Not overly. I mean, you as a country, you think you're a lot more important than you are. I don't know a lot about you at all.
Have you ever been to Australia?
This is my first trip.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
Thanks for fitting us in.
Yeah, especially during the quarantine, just to do the pod.
Absolutely, to do this podcast. Yeah,
so much great stuff. You've got to check out Fed Square. You'd love it.
It's an
architecture.
If I love architecture that is entirely derivative of more profound buildings. yes, certainly I love it. No, you simple boy.
Have you seen any Boyd while you've been here?
Yeah, sure. If I want to see some modernist Scraggs that is nothing compared to what had happened in America 10 years earlier. Yes, I went and saw his apartment building.
Some beautiful
botanical gardens. Yeah, very profound. Yeah.
Sven, have you seen, I've been watching this show and it's called Lux Listings Sydney. And they've got all these like amazing houses and these hot young things that are trying to sort of sell them.
Yes,
it's in Sydney and everything's got like a Bondi view.
Right.
You should go and have a look at it.
So I don't want to be rude to you at all, but the idea of commodification of architecture is very insulting to me. And I seem quite calm, but I'm very angry at you now.
Well, that's
now. Very
sexy,
thinking
isn't it, when
I would
he sort
like
of gets like that and he's sort of
the fire in his eyes.
Yeah. Forming out the mountain and stuff. What else could I say?
Beautiful. Yeah. Nose flaring.
I live in a semi-detached.
That's fine.
Oh, no.
You have to do what you have to do.
I'm living in. I bought off the plan.
Oh.
Really gets him going.
You've been watching. So that's Lux Listings in Sydney. I've been watching a show called. Do you watch Grand Designs? Kevin MacLeod.
I've watched that one, but that's trash. You got to watch Lux.
Grand Design. Let's just say I'm the sort of person that has watched that, but isn't going to admit to watching it. I only read books.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
For a bit of fun, I'll watch The Little House Show. That is my idea of pop culture.
Yeah.
You're talking about Queen's Gambit. My idea of a light bit of fun is this Kevin MacLeod man. Mostly I read books.
Mm.
Yeah.
And look at buildings.
Kevin MacLeod can be quite profound, can't he? He's got the big words in his wrap-ups at the end of each episode.
Yes, he's great, and I think a lot of his work around environment. I don't know if this is funny, I'm so in the trend that I think I'll just talk about Kevin MacLeod's work in environmentalism and I don't see a joke or a punchline at the end of this part. I'm like, sure, I'll talk about that.
Welcome to improv.
That's true. He's all right.
That's great.
I could have jumped in and sort of said anything, but I just let you go.
Do you want to know? I hear a rumor that Zachary Rowan was going to be on this podcast and was thinking of doing a angry Byron man living in a tiny house. So much potential for comedy. And then why he would have chosen this one.
Well, That'll be question 11, just after we wrap up the pod. But the question is, who is Australia's Home Affairs Minister? It used to be Peter Dutton. Yeah, he's not in the role anymore.
I usually would know them, but I don't know this. Is it a woman?
It's a woman, yep.
Is it that Julie Bishop? Eyes like a shark.
Yeah, she's got a Scottish
is
look.
Is it that Jennifer Coolidge?
I'm not sure she's in Australian Stifler's politics.
Mum?
Stifler's mother.
I think she's
did
a Scottish.
Three podcasts
I think
about
she's a
Stifler's
Scottish lady.
But I was just wondering if you'd made her your, you know, Home Affairs.
I think it might be Karen Andrews.
Karen that's Andrews.
That ringing a bell, actually. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're thinking of Karen Corrin, a joke that's only funny for us here.
Yeah.
And
prominent
even.
Woman of the Edinburgh Fringe.
I really love this.
Do you love Fringe?
Do love
there's
fringe,
the fish
yeah.
and chip pop off
I
around
love
there.
Fringe, yeah. I love it.
Who's
yeah,
your
favourite?
A couple of big boy Australian comedians popping in there.
Oh, yeah.
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I have, you have been? The, I had, oh, I tell you who I had. I had that. My favourite Australian comedian I had Jim Owen come in.
Oh,
and
yes.
And he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Came in, he bought a lot of chips, and he said, no salt, no vinegar. I thought, well, that's a man who knows his chips. Mm. And he comes in every day, and then he does a because he's doing sort of a play, a one-man play thing that he's got in his own roller skates or something. I think he's doing it naked, but I haven't gone to see it. So, yeah, no, he's a lovely man.
Mm. Yeah, great.
It's lovely.
Have you
lovely
actually
man.
Seen any shows at the Fringe?
No, I don't go to the shows.
No, okay.
No.
No, mostly the students go to the shows.
The students are going to the show.
You know
in
who
and
they
out
love.
Of the shows.
You know who they love at the Edinburgh Fringe? Auntie Donna.
Oh,
okay.
I've seen the
they love
posters.
The Fringe.
And oh. I've had enough.
It's crap, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's
them.
Crap.
What do they do?
Or okay, so they're sort of like a music group, as I understand it. They're sort of like a choir.
Oh, that sounds quite profound.
It's a three men choir, but then
it's
there's six of them.
Choir.
So there's six of them, right? On stage, they got three of them. Mm. Backstage, you got three more voices. Uh-huh. You can't. You just think, oh my god, where's all this coming from? These three men are amazing. Actually, no. There's three men backstage that are just too ugly to get on the stage.
Wow.
Can't dance. And he's like, oh, you can't dance. You got to stay backstage. That's bullshit. They did that, you know, to Julie Andrews. They did that to Julie Andrews, and they did that to Julie Andrews. And that's who they did it to.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews.
Mm. Mm.
This is such an interesting mix of people.
Yeah. Well, that's just sublime. And that's 10 questions. How do you feel we did?
I think we got about 6 or 7.
You reckon we got about 6 or 7?
I think we actually did quite well comparatively to how I normally do.
Can I tell you a little fun fact about my experience on this podcast?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I just thought it would be fun, you know, about 10 minutes in for me, this character, to maybe go for a little walk and a more fun character to come along. And I wonder if you were to ever ask Zachary Beck, is that allowed on this podcast?
Me as a Cheryl, I've done that. I have done that.
Yeah, I just
and I
thought.
Tell you what, it makes the edit quite a nightmare.
I just
think.
Thought, you know, maybe I could go, listen, I have to run. I've got to go look at, you know, Robin Boyd's house in Hawthorne, whatever, the Boyd house. I got to run, but here's a wacky Will.
You can absolutely do that, because I did that.
Because I think I should have done that when I realised that I wasn't very funny.
I did that with Honor Woof. We played about 4 characters each.
Right,
and it was
quite, that's good to know. I just wish I'd known that about 10 minutes
in.
Yeah,
well, you should have listened
to
the
podcast.
Got to
hop off, got to go.
Before you go on the podcast, you got to listen to every episode. Everyone knows that.
Accent has mostly just become quite a bad cold.
I think, yeah.
Anyway, I'm off. Bye bye. And here's Wacky Will.
Oh, g'day, guys. It's me, Wacky Will.
It's too late.
Oh, no.
Sven,
that's pretty
Sven,
wacky.
Sven, could you come back
it?
Here, please?
All right. Bye, guys.
Oh, who is that fellow?
Thank you. Here we go. Let's see how
seems
we did.
Seems a lot more fun and high energy for this podcast.
Question one was, the official motto for 2020 Tokyo Olympics is what? You said united by emotion, and it's united by emotion.
Yes.
I knew it.
We're fucking on
that.
Here, guys.
One straight up question two. Who plays Aretha Franklin in the upcoming film Respect? You thought Jennifer Hudson, and you're correct. Question three. What beginning with E is the name for a series of dots that indicates an intentional omission of a word or section of a text without altering its original meaning? You said ellipsis, and it's ellipses.
Oh, wow.
Question four. Who was the first person to be awarded 2 Nobel Prizes? It's Marie Curie.
Oh, four, yes.
So far. Question five. What sports jersey number links Michael Jordan, Lance Franklin, Shane Warne, and David Beckham? It is indeed number 23. Five out of five off the top. Question six. In which country was Lutheranism founded? You're right in saying Germany.
Oh, my goodness.
That
this is
six. Yeah. Question seven. In chess, how many pieces does each player start a game with? It is indeed 16.
Oh, my God.
Question eight. Leonardo da Vinci, as you said, did create the Vitruvian Man drawing.
Imagine if we get elements.
That would be quite a profound mistake.
I think you know,
the absence of a correct answer.
Elementary. Question nine. In the United States, is an elementary school a primary or secondary school? You said primary, and it's primary. Leaving question 10 to be the first ever contestant to get 10 out of 10. Who is Australia's Home Affairs Minister? You said Karen Andrews, and it's Karen fucking Andrews!
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, it's finally finished and we don't have to do the podcast anymore.
Yes. I'm so glad I ended it.
Rest in peace, the podcast.
Yes.
Should we discuss the podcast at length now? Sort of a little debrief after the piece.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
So, Zach, I felt like...
not Zach. Shall I go get a Wacky Will just to say goodbye?
No. Wow. Well, Tim, congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
We finally have a top score.
Yes. Wow. Well,
that is unbelievable.
They famously call me one of the smartest guys in comedy.
You're sort of taking you're going to be known as Australia's Stephen Fry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
That's a whole different direction to Hughesy, but you can be able to bridge the two. People can get Feedem Bra.
Wherever you are right now. Stick around. The water's warm.
Unless Karen just gave you a tape. Then you can't. It's not on that tape. No. Do you still give out tapes?
No, not anymore.
Cheryl. Yeah, Cheryl, big time.
I want to come on.
I think you'd have a few
fighting
yarns.
Town and that, and just everything that sort of happened in the last 1,000 years.
Yeah, wow. That would be quite an ep, I reckon.
I think everyone would love it.
Yeah, that would be great.
They wouldn't comment weird things at all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on, Cheryl.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've just had a chippy.
You're just diving into some of your fish and chips there.
I can't go an hour without them.
You haven't been to any shows at Edinburgh.
Never, no.
But what are some of your favourite posters that you've seen?
I tell you what I like. I like that.
Do you get the girl? Yeah.
There's a girl. She's gorgeous. I tell you, she looks like a Billy Piper. And she's her name's Michelle Brazier, I think it is. I assume she's French or something. Yep. Looks sort of European, but not in like a dodgy way. But she's lovely. She's a lovely lady, and I really do like her. I mean, I've never seen her work, but I think she's
gorgeous. Popping for some chips.
She always comes in for a lot of chips, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Too many. Yep. If anything, too many. More than Jimon.
A large portion of chips. Well, thank you, Cheryl, for being here.
No worries.
Congratulations on the two Nobel Prizes. Sven Biltzen as well. Yes. Thank you very much for being here.
I've just decided I'm immortal too.
Oh, awesome.
Great timing.
I think that could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Is that fun if I'm immortal?
Yeah.
Maybe I've got a big hat on, a big silly hat. I really regret this character. Like, you can't imagine. He's very boring.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Will he be popping up?
Podcast
will Sven Biltzen be popping up in the next Auntie Donna tour, Zach?
No, I don't know who they are. I established that earlier, but to tell you what I will be doing. Yeah. I will be doing a series of podcasts where I look at windows through time, whether they be the long, thin windows or the tall windows. I love windows. Oh, fuck. Just cut me off.
See you, mate.
I also love the Mission's Axe Leguizamo-rama, I'd like to see.
Oh, yes.
That's something that I like.
Please plug that, please. Yeah.
Mission's Axe Leguizamo-rama. It's got this lovely man and this lovely girl. And they're always talking about this man, John Leguizamo-rama.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always a lovely man. He's lovely. He's
gorgeous.
Sounds
very funny.
Yeah.
Sounds like a funny podcast.
Yes, it is very funny.
Oh, can I, guys?
Thanks for being here, Tim.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations on 10 out of 10.
Yes.
That's incredible. And that's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.